for what they will be about. And I've decided Mondays will be the talk about mental health and the stigmas around them and different types of mental health illnesses. Well, not all of them, because I'm not a licensed professional, you know? More for what I deal with and what I go through. So, I would be talking about borderline personality disorder, and also postpartum depression, anxiety, depression, which is borderline, but I didn't really know I had borderline up until a year or two ago. So I'm 24 now, so back around when I was, holy crap, I guess more so when I was 21, so like 3 years ago, undiagnosed, got diagnosed like when I was 23, so yeah. Also, PTSD is another thing I would be talking about. Not today, obviously, because today is just an introduction to what these days hold. Actually, my bad, that probably sounded gross. I will go back and edit that out. So I think maybe posting another story or another episode. We shall see. But anyways, look forward to talking to this with you about you guys. Hey, it's your girl, Serena, and this is Serena's Thoughts, or Life by Me. Still not sure why it shows up as two different names, but I'm trying to work that out, so yeah. Anyways, this is my first episode of 2022, which I'm very excited to do, because it's about mental health. And the way I'm going to do this is by kind of spending a few Mondays on, like, a topic of one mental health that I deal with. I'm not a mental health professional, let me just say this right away. I'm just going to talk about what I dealt with, the new, I guess, diagnosis I've been given, or the different diagnoses I've been given throughout my life. I have been diagnosed with depression since I was 14, started dealing with it when I was 13, possibly could have been dealing with it since I was younger than that, but 13 was the age that I really felt it. And then I am now 24, so within those like 10, 11 years, I've been kind of, you know, dealing with a lot, and always got, not always, and within a few years got diagnosed with new things. So with depression, like I said, I got it when I was 13, I guess you could say as a birthday present. I don't know, when I turned 13, and on my birthday, I just felt really sad for some reason, which was weird, because I've always, and I kind of still do enjoy birthdays, but that day just, I don't know, I just felt different. Maybe it was because I was in middle school, or, I don't know, maybe I just felt like I was really different from, like, other people. Not really sure why I started feeling depression, but I did. It wasn't just me being sad all the time, which is what people think depression is. It's not. Well, if you're depressed, you know, you're having a day where you feel depressed, and yeah, you're probably just sad. But with me, it was more than that. I would just feel angry all the time, and some days I was starting to feel numb. I just didn't feel anything. And eventually I learned how to kind of go on autopilot, where, like, I knew, okay, time for me to laugh, or I should be smiling right now, pretending to be happy, you know? Like, nobody will really know. And that's how it felt for the longest, that nobody could really see my true colors. Like, everybody just believed me when I was, like, feeling numb and on autopilot, because, I don't know, I guess your head just tells you things, you know, or things just make it seem like that's how it is. So yeah, I turned 14. Well, not exactly when I turned 14, but when I was around 14 years old, I guess finally got the help I needed. I was put on Prozac, and I guess for like a year, I think I took it for like a year, maybe 6 months, I don't know. I started to feel better, you know, and I'm like, okay, I think it's time for me to slowly, like, wean off of these pills, because life is great. Like, I just feel happy, you know. I can still feel sometimes sad, but, like, sometimes sad is better than, like, just sitting on the bed wishing like you'll be, like wishing your bed just swallowed you up and you can just be in your blankets and just shut the outside world out. So yeah, it was pretty intense, you know, a little scary at times, but I guess we'll get more into that into the next episodes. Maybe one episode I can talk about the stigmas around being around depression, you know, and how everybody's always like, you know, just because you're depressed, like people will be there for you, but you gotta be there for yourself. You know, like that hurts to hear. You know, we already feel like we're a burden as is. So feeling like, you know, eventually people will stop caring about us because we feel sorry for ourselves, which isn't true. Well, I guess I can't speak for everybody. I can only speak for myself. I don't feel sorry for myself. Okay, I do feel sorry for myself. But just because I feel sorry for myself doesn't mean I want you to. Like, don't pity me. I'm still here. I'm still alive. 11 years later, I'm still here. I have a child. I have a fiancé. I think I'm doing pretty great, you know? I don't really try to use what I'm going through as an excuse. And if I do, I apologize for it. But yeah. So, see you guys next time. Bye. Hey, it's your girl, Serena, and this is Serena's Thoughts. Finally back with an episode on part 2 of depression. Sorry it took me a while to record. Kind of just been feeling a little, don't want to say down, but there has been a lot going on, and I guess... haven't really made time to record episodes for my podcast, and I am truly sorry about that. Oh, depression. Don't really remember what I talked about last time in my other episode, but I guess for this one, we can talk about memory loss and how, wow, it is insane. Like, there's times when I'm talking, I literally forget what I'm talking about. I just know that, like, there's words coming out of my mouth. Why? I have no idea. Am I contributing to the conversation? Who knows? Not I. So I'm constantly having to, like, take a pause and be like, oh, what were we talking about? Where was I going with this? Because sometimes I just truly do not know. And sorry about that. Truly do not know why that happens. But I would like to say more, but right now, can't, because I don't know what to really say. But I promise next Monday, I will be a lot better at this. And, yeah, hope you all have a great day, and see you next time. Well, I guess tomorrow. Hoping to really go back to an everyday schedule, well, minus Fridays, but if you guys have any suggestions for what I should talk about on Friday, let me know, and I'd really love to do it, you know? I'm up for anything and everything. And if I don't know a certain subject, I will always research it and get back to you guys or talk about it then. So yeah. Bye-bye.